From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Canada's airlines are warning that failure to fix the U.S. air security system will force them to either break privacy laws or ignore new American security rules. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
The U.S. Secure Flight Program would collect the name, gender, and birth of the estimated 5 million Canadians who fly through U.S. airspace every year to destinations such as the Caribbean, Mexico, or South America. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration would then check the names against security watch lists. Any passengers on those lists could face extra screening or even be barred from a flight. There are also worries in Canada that the personal information could be used for purposes other than aviation security. Until now, Canadian airlines have been providing personal information only for flights that land in the U.S. Talks on flights through U.S. airspace were put on hold, but the fear now is that the near disaster on Christmas Day has put more pressure on U.S. authorities, and the Security Administration might suddenly enact the overflight provisions. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Danish police subdued an intruder at the home of artist Kurt Vestergaard, whose controversial cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad sparked international outrage among Muslims. The suspect allegedly has ties to the Islamist group Al-Shabaab. The BBC's Malcolm Brabant reports.
Kurt Vestergaard told Jyllands-Posten, the newspaper for which he drew the controversial Muhammad cartoon, that the attacker managed to enter his house by smashing a window. Mr. Vestergaard, who's 74, grabbed his 5-year-old granddaughter and fled to the bathroom of his modern bungalow. This is a fortified panic room. He pushed an alarm button which alerts police at a nearby station. Mr. Vestergaard told reporters that the attacker was trying to batter down the door and shouting that he wanted revenge and to kill the cartoonist. The police arrived and forced the lone assailant outside. They say that he attempted to attack them, and an officer opened fire, shooting the man in the thigh and the hand.
The BBC's Malcolm Brabant reporting. At least 30 people have been killed in a mudslide in Brazil, bringing to at least 62 the number of deaths from 4 days of heavy rain and flooding. Richard Reynolds reports from Buenos Aires.
Unceasing heavy rains have caused mudslides and heavy flooding across Rio de Janeiro State. A family of five was killed on Wednesday when their house was wiped out. Brazilian officials are warning that the death toll could still rise considerably. The Hotel Sankey was completely destroyed early in the morning. The 40 guests at the small, remote establishment were celebrating New Year's. The governor of the state described the scene as a complete horror. The hotel catered mostly to foreigners, but identities of the dead remain unknown, as most are still buried under the mud. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
Utility crews have been working around the clock to restore power to Southwest Virginia customers left in the dark since a snowstorm hit the region nearly 2 weeks ago. More than 250 were out of power since the peak of the storm. This is NPR News. Hundreds of new laws went into effect in California on January 1st, including a new statute banning the use of trans fats at restaurants. NPR's Anya Jaffe has details.
The cities of Boston, New York, and Philadelphia have already banned trans fats, which are associated with coronary artery disease, but California is the first state to do so. The ban is one of 872 bills passed by California lawmakers in 2009. That's actually the fewest number of measures adopted by the legislature in 40 years. One reason is that California simply doesn't have the money to implement new programs. But recognizing marriages performed in other states doesn't cost much, so same-sex couples married where that's legal will receive the same rights as other married couples in California, with the exception of using the word marriage. And 2010 will see the first observance of Harvey Milk Day, named for the assassinated San Francisco gay rights leader. Schools will be required to observe a day of special significance in his honor. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
The Fox Television Network and Time Warner Cable have announced an agreement in principle on programming deal that allows signals to continue for millions of cable subscribers. The deal means there will be uninterrupted coverage of college football bowl games and other programs. The dispute centered on how much Time Warner would charge to carry the network's programming on cable. Doctors in Honolulu say Rush Limbaugh did not have a heart attack and doesn't have heart disease. Limbaugh was taken to Honolulu Hospital on Wednesday after suffering chest pains. The conservative radio talk show host says it may have been a spasm in an artery. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.